Son, and Holy Spirit. What really struck me in today's gospel was this whole idea of taking up your cross. Partly because I've heard this phrase, cross to bear, so very often. I've heard it so many times in pop culture that I couldn't even, put a finger on where it was coming from. I guess it's my cross to bear. And so what I did this week is I really pondered that phrase. And I did an exhaustive online search to find how that phrase was actually being used. And I found that it actually fell into two different categories. The first category is not as cliche as it first sounds. It's actually quite sincere. It's about living as a fragile creature in a very unpredictable world. People use it very sincerely when they're talking about falling sick and learning how to live with that. Or when they're looking after an elderly parent or somebody else who's ill and they're the only ones to look after them. Or maybe losing a job. Or maybe it's working with a derailed teenager or a troubled child. Or maybe it's quite simply, it's just having a mean relative. This phrase, if we used it like that, speaks to the weariness of living this human experience. It speaks to how we handle suffering that is already handed to us because we're human. We bear these crosses because we have no choice in the matter. And I wonder, after pondering that, if that is exactly what Jesus meant by bearing crosses. In today's gospel, Jesus said, "If anyone want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Well, I think the key word there is if. There's a question in this. If you pick it up, it's not something thrown onto you. It's something that you choose to pick up, something that I choose to pick up. So it isn't something handed to us. It's not something that just because we're human and life is full of unexpected sufferings, do we take it up. It's about choosing to be a disciple of Jesus and the consequences of such a choice. And I think as Christians, we gladly pick up the crosses of discipleship, which leads me to the second category of this phrase being used over and over again. I found it in something like, helping, bearing crosses as in helping someone who we really don't want to help or even like. And so, I'll bear that cross as a disciple. Or serving on church committees that might be a little boring and have long meetings, right? Such suffering as disciples, huh? Or maybe it's sitting here in church on Labor Day weekend, listening to the preacher go on and on about bearing crosses. So these lists of little crosses we bear to be disciples of Christ can be endless. But again, I wonder, is this the type of discipleship that Jesus is calling us into? These crosses, little as they are important steps. I'm not saying don't serve on committees. And I'm not saying next Labor Day you get off on Sunday. Rather, I just think there's more to the picture. Jesus said, "If anyone wants to become my followers." I think "become my followers," I read about that. It's a little misleading. Become, there's no actual Greek term that actually fits become in this sense. It's not choosing to be a disciple. It's not, just dropping everything like the disciples did. It's not just that. He's speaking to a group that has already done that. This is really the second level. So become is like following Jesus as he walks towards the cross. It's one thing to become a disciple. It's quite another to follow Jesus as Jesus is calling us to. So I think that little phrase actually has a lot of meaning packed up into it. And so when you think about picking up cross and following Jesus, what does that mean? Well, for the Matthew, it was really clear. This is a very literal understanding of what it was. For Matthew's community, for the community that this was originally written for, becoming Christian was synonymous with being willing to take up the cross and possibility of having martyrdom. And so as soon as they say, take the cross, it must have really resonated with these early Christians who had already seen Peter be martyred and seen their leaders being martyred. And for generations, for a little bit longer, they would be persecuted like that. So it was very literal. But martyrdom also has is a little packed word. There's more to that word than meets the eye. I mean, for us in a community that's radically different than that early Christians community, I mean, we don't have to hide the fact that we're Christians. We don't have to worry about political consequences because we are Christians in that sense. As a matter of fact, it's actually kind of a stature thing to be Christian. We're a part of the community because we are Christian. So, martyrdom. Back to that martyrdom. What little packed, how is that a little packed word? Well, it also means testimony. It means testimony, giving up. I'm sorry, I lost it. Oh, it means confession. There it is. I confess, I lost my place. No, it means confession. It means making your life a confession of understanding who Jesus is, which brings us back to last week's question when Jesus asked Peter, who do you say I am? And so martyrdom is saying, yes, I think that you are Jesus, the Messiah, Christ, living as you have asked us to live in our lives as a testimony of faith. So what would that look like in today's world? What would it look like to live your life as a testimony of Christ, of your faith for Christ? Giving up our lives to become his followers. Walking through life as a testimony of how much God truly loves us. You know, thinking about it is quite overwhelming. Where do you even begin to live a life like that? And I think just like the little crosses where we kind of took this huge picture and kind of cut it down to something that we could understand, I think that's the right idea, but take it a little step further. The crosses kind of took this huge concept of martyrdom and what it means to bear suffering, and put it into a little step that we can kind of, you know, take it a little easier. So I guess what I'm saying is that we need not to think about it in a whole big picture, but take it step by step. So what would living life as a testimony of how much God loves us, if we were driving, what would that look like? Would it look as I sometimes get in traffic in L.A., would I drive the same way? Probably not. Or, you know, even maybe going to the grocery store, all these little mundane things in our lives, if we stopped and we think about how can I live that little thing I do that day as a testimony of how much God loves us, radically changes our lives. And so on this last summer Sunday, I give you a little homework. I ask for you to go away, and for me too, to go away and to think about how we live our lives step by step, moment by moment, and to think about how we can become true martyrs, true testaments, confession of who Christ is and how much Christ loves us. to the world. That's a little overwhelming. It's a big project for the last Sunday. Amen.